This is The Christian Working Woman, and I'm Mary Lohman. I'd like you to imagine this scene. It's time for your annual evaluation by your boss, and you're confident it will be a good result because you've met all the requirements of your job description. In addition, you've only had 2 sick days, and you're almost always on time. So you're expecting a good evaluation and hopefully a good raise. Your boss agrees that you've done an adequate job, you've met all the minimum requirements, and after that brief comment, he asks if you have any questions. You're puzzled. Is that all he's going to say? You expected some credit for meeting the requirements, so you ask if you're going to get a raise. Your boss then explains that raises are given for people who do more than the job description, and since you've only met the requirements, you're not qualified for a raise. Would you be shocked at that evaluation? Well, basically, that's what Jesus was teaching his disciples in this parable as found in Luke 17. It says, "Suppose one of you had a servant plowing or looking after the sheep. Would he say to the servant when he comes in from the field, 'Come along now and sit down and eat'? Would he not rather say, 'Prepare my supper, get yourself ready, and wait on me while I eat and drink, and after that you may eat and drink'? Would he thank the servant because he did what he was told to do? So you also, when you've done everything you were told to do, should say, 'We are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty.'" Does that seem harsh to you? Well, Jesus was trying to teach his disciples that just getting by, doing what you're supposed to do, is not enough. He wants his disciples to have a passion for doing more than their mere duty. He wants his disciples to have a vision for all they could do and be because of Jesus. The Bible says that without a vision, people perish. Now, I'm not talking about some miraculous sign we receive or an out-of-body experience or even a dream. No, the vision I'm talking about is being able to see what God wants to do in and through us. And without this kind of vision, you perish. You fail to live up to your God-given potential. So this week, I want to encourage you to ask God to give you a vision so that you aren't just doing the bare minimum, but you're soaring like an eagle way above the ordinary. That's the abundant life Jesus came to give us. And we'll be talking about asking God for a vision this week. I hope you'll join me each day. And I hope you'll also visit our website at christianworkingwoman.org because you'll find many good resources there.